Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. A careful reading of the New Testament would reveal that God's purpose in Christ Jesus is, or was, and is, to set you and I free from sin and death. And so, when we read the New Testament carefully, beginning with the Synoptic Gospels, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we see something very wonderful presented to us in the person of Christ Jesus. When we read the Gospel of John, which takes us back to pre-creation, and there we read about the Logos, the Word. John tells us that the eternal Word was made flesh and dwelt among us in the tent of his flesh. Then we go on to read the book of Acts, and then we read the 13 Pauline epistles. We read the book of Hebrews, which some believe was written by Paul. We read the letters of Peter, and we read Jude. And, of course, the pinnacle of the New Testament revelation, of the New Testament is the book of Revelation. And so these books tell one poignant story. They speak about the person of Christ, Jesus. It is imperative to read carefully once again the New Testament documents. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 11. And I'm going to begin at verse 25. Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes, nepios, in Greek. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Note these words carefully. And so Jesus goes on in verse 28 to state, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The cure of souls begins with an understanding of the person of Jesus. Jesus cures us of our secret sins, our secrets that burden our hearts, our secrets that keep us imprisoned in the past. Yes, our bodies may be in the present tense, but secrets, memories that are disturbing and haunting, memories that have wounded us, keep us imprisoned. so here is Jesus speaking to a particular group of individuals, and he is telling them who he is and what he will do for them. So note in verse 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me." The Greek is doute, D-E-U-T-E, doute. And this word is stated in the imperative. And so with this word, we have this very important statement. "Come unto me, all you that labor." The word here, labor, means those of you who are tired and exhausted, those who are filled with grief and sorrow. Then he goes on, "all you that labor and are heavy laden." This word, fortizo, is given here in the perfect passive. This is a perfect passive participle. And so this word bespeaks the lading of a ship, that is, its cargo, heavy laden. And then we read, "I will give you rest." In the Greek it reads, "and I will rest you." Notice the difference. "I will give you rest," as opposed to "I will rest you." So here we have these wonderful words of Jesus. And remember, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away." We are told that he upholds the universe in Hebrews chapter 1 by the word of his power, by the word of his power. In Genesis 1, we read about the God who called forth the universe into existence through his very speech. And so with his speech, we have action simultaneously. And so here's a very important statement about the power of God to release individuals from those secrets that burden their hearts. And so to be burdened is to be weighed down. And to be burdened means that the heart cannot bear a very heavy load of care, of sorrow, of grief. People cannot bear the stress of tortured memories or the memories of torture. Our interpretation as to what happened to us and who did what to us is skewed by emotion. And we may look back upon an incident or an event that radically changed our lives when we were very young. And then looking at that event from an adult perspective, we may be thinking, well, why didn't I speak up? Why didn't I say something? Why did I let what happened to me happen to me? So it is not fair to judge oneself so harshly. This critical self-judging is something that God releases us from as well. But the word that we're given here is about what God does and what God brings to our lives. God brings release from ourselves. Amen? God releases us from ourselves. Let's face it, there are times when we can be our own worst enemies. Or our own worst enemy, as the case may be. And so, God wants to free us from horrific self-judgment. God wants to give peace into our lives. And notice, verse 29, Jesus states, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls." Now, at the end of verse 28, we have a very important word, anaposo. Anaposo, the word that's been translated rest, means to cease. And anaposo, the prefix ana, means to be lifted up from a lower to a higher place. So in this one word, we have this tremendous formula. And in this one statement, in verse 28, we have the biblical view of mind-body medicine. Labor, those who are exhausted. And then we have the word kopos, which means the beating of the breast because of grief. So the word also means labor and trouble. And it speaks intense labor united with trouble and toil. This condition creates a statement, or will create a statement of grief or weariness in the heart. And God promises, "I will refresh you, I will rejuvenate you." But please keep in mind that we must go to God and we must thoroughly confess, not superficially tell. There is a big difference between profession and confession. Many profess, few confess. In 1 John 1:9, in the Greek, we read the word homologeo. If we confess, the word is homologeo. Homologeo means to agree with God that we have sinned. Not only have we sinned against others, but we must confess to God when we have sinned against ourselves. Primarily, you and I sin against God, we sin against others, and we sin against ourselves when we do not see ourselves from the biblical viewpoint. When we do not see ourselves from the biblical viewpoint, and we allow our idolatrous view of ourselves, which hurt us, which limit us, which torture us, so that we cannot be free. We must begin to understand, as Paul wrote in Ephesians 1, that we are accepted in the Beloved, that is in Christ Jesus. When we accept God's acceptance of us, then we begin to accept ourselves, and we begin to walk in the present, and we stop all the guilt, we stop the false guilt that we create. Confess to God what is going on in your heart, and notice what God says in verse 28, "I will rest you." The book of Hebrews is about divine rest. That is, God will make to cease the things that torture us, that hurt us, that keep us from living life in superabundance. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day, beloved. Remember, God loves you.